Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is a presentation of the Force Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsok. This is the show where we do dive into the StarWars.com databanks, maybe take a pass through Wikipedia, and we find something, someone, or someplace there. It's a little wild, it's a little weird, and it's often wondrous. It's those fun parts of Star Wars, and we discuss it. We did a first season of this on The Companion, a great sci-fi app that you can all check out, get great essays, shows, and more. The first season of Databank Dive is up there if you'd like to go subscribe and listen. Joseph, you have the helm today. Who we got? What are we talking about here?
Well, it has been so much fun to dive into all of the different, just kind of more bizarre. You added wondrous. I think that's great. We got three W's, wild, weird, and wondrous. And looking for, do we want to do something that's old school, like our old friend Lobot, right? Yeah. Do you want to do something shiny and new that's just hot off the Star Wars press? And what we haven't done so far is a character that, to me, is so aggressively normal that he becomes bizarre. Today we will be talking about Tim Carlo. Now, if you think that's a human name, just you wait. Tim is spelled T-I-M-M. That's right, double M's. And then Carlo, perhaps you might imagine that's a C. No, that's a K. K-A-R-L-O. Tim Carlo, just with the spelling of his name, is out of control.
He's so wild.
He's so wild. And if you're just like, wait a minute, who's that? What are we talking about? We'll, of course, read the StarWars.com databank entry, but just big picture. Tim Carlo is from the first couple episodes of the currently airing television show Andor. He's the one who tells on Andor. So we're going to dive into that. Here's what the StarWars.com databank has to say about Tim Carlo. A floor manager at the Killeen Sol Yard on Ferrix. Tim.
That's just so normal.
Right? A floor manager. At least they have taken the words salvage and yard and made them one word, you know, to be weird and spacey. A floor manager at the Killeen Sol Yard on Ferrix. Tim Carlo connects buyers with the salvage maintained by his partner, Bix Killeen. Bix trusts Tim, but while their business arrangement has turned into a romantic entanglement, Tim cannot shake his own paranoia that Kaelin is keeping secrets from him. Bum, bum, bum. The databank doesn't say bum, bum, bum. I added that. This is a great databank entry. What do you think of this one?
I first of all, I just love this overall. Two music references here. Paul McCartney has a great lyric. I go back so far, I'm in front of me. Kind of vibe of going on here. And also at the 1996 MTV Music Awards, Oasis performed and Liam Gallagher infamously did this big like spit loogie thing. Like it slowly came out of his mouth. Kind of disgusting. I love Liam, but disgusting. And Beck in an interview said it was so not punk that it was punk again. This is what Tim Carlo is. He is so normal that he stands out like almost no other character in Star Wars. And this entry just really cements that fact. He's a floor manager. He started a at-work relationship with his boss. It's an entanglement. And his own paranoia becomes his undoing. It's all right there, and I love it.
It's the most bizarre, spicy thing he's ever done is have a consensual workplace romance. You wild, wild thing, Tim Carlo. We get a little bit more from Wikipedia. Wikipedia says Tim Carlo was a human male who worked at Killeen Sol Yard on Ferrix with his lover, Bix Killeen. Whoa. He was shot and killed by Preox Morlana officers after attempting to help Killeen, who had been detained by them after trying to get closer. So there are really only two new things. One, the just factual detail that Tim Carlo wasn't with us for very long. He was shot down by the officers who were unfairly arresting and detaining Killeen. Very devastating. Rolling down the stairs, all that. But almost as if Wikipedia is trying to make Tim Carlo more exciting, it's not a romantic entanglement on Wikipedia. Bix Killeen is his lover. How do you feel about that?
In keeping with the vibe of Andor, this is almost like a real world, real life, honest conversation. I think romantic entanglement remains the more honest description of that situation. I think it's like you said up top, consensual relationship between two adults at work, do what you will. And factually correct, lover, that's absolutely, it's definitely implied that there's some, activities going on there in Star Wars. Remember?
Hanky.
Hanky panky, smooching, as Irving Kirshner would say. So all this is true, but I think Bix definitely cares for him. It was definitely traumatic for her to watch his body fall to the bottom of the stairs and be in front of her. So I'm not discounting any feelings she might have from him. I just got the sense this one wasn't long-term for Bix as much as it might have felt for Tim. And that makes it an entanglement to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're dating. I think, Tim says, I'm interested in something long-term. You know, I think Tim's waiting to pop the question. I think Tim is waiting to talk about kids.
Yes.
That to me is, it's just, it's the difference in languages between he's kind of my boyfriend versus this is my lover, Tim with two M's, Carlo.
Yeah, it's almost like if we were to cut to a rom-com scene. It's actually, you know what it is? It's Grease. It's tell me more. It's all that. It's the two different versions of the same story for these kids.
It really is. So we're going to get into discussing, riffing about Tim Carlo. We usually start with physical description, but as we get into this, Ken, I feel a moral responsibility to just start with how we feel really about his choice to rat out Cassian Andor. I think I tipped my hand on my choice. I think where I'm coming from, where I want to start with is I enjoyed to dislike Tim Carlo. I think he made a bad decision for understandable human reasons, but I think he made a bad decision. He should not have, of course, have been shot. That is awful. Yeah. But I find myself having some animosity toward Tim Carlo because of this choice. And I realize that I see all sorts of discussions about Andor. I feel like the show Andor has been a collection of bad to dubious boyfriends, husbands, and lovers.
Yes.
And there's been lots of people, I've seen people being like, why does everybody assume Mon Mothma's husband is a bad guy? Maybe Perrin's a good guy, and a little bit of Tim Carlo debate. So I want to own that I'm angry with Tim Carlo, but I know there might be some people listening who feel like they want to stand up for Tim Carlo. Where do you put yourself on that Tim Carlo spectrum?
Wow. It wouldn't be something if I shot back. He did nothing wrong, Joseph. No. No, Andor definitely does. And the commandant, by the way, at the garrison in Aldani is interesting because I saw some people tweet, hey, celebrating Andor, by the way. So I'm not stopping that conversation. They were like, it's so great. Andor takes even side characters that might not spend as much time with in other shows. And even here, you get a feeling. And they said this commandant, you know, he had problems at home. And I wanted to scream back into Twitter, he is the problem. Not his wife or the kid he treats poorly. He's the problem. So I take that feeling into my conversation around Tim. Yeah, romantic entanglement. I've kind of been there. The little sad sack guy who maybe finds his way into a situation that is not as much as I want it to be. I've been there. And it does hurt. But you choose what to do with that. And you choose how to step forward with that. His paranoia is, by the way, his paranoia isn't based in, is Cassian the killer everyone's looking for? Is Cassian a rebel agent? His paranoia is, my girlfriend is hanging out with her ex and I can't trust her, or I can't do anything. And it comes from that spot. Because of that, becomes essentially a class traitor, which is how I've heard him described by other folks, including a friend of the show, Alden Diaz. I think it's accurate about him. And this is what happens. Again, do I think he deserved it? No. It's not a good act by the Primox Morlana officer who shot him. Absolutely not. But yes, I come down on, well, Tim, you bleeped around and you found out.
Okay. Very, very good to know. Because I feel the same way about the tragedy of Tim Carlo. I hope somebody writes a ballad about the tragedy of Tim Carlo. The irony being that he kind of did make his own tragedy by not asking questions, not being patient, not listening to the person he was in a relationship with, but making decisions for her that affected her negatively in the long run.
Yes. And everyone.
All right. So apologies to Tim Carlo lovers, not big scaling, but I mean, people who love the character Tim Carlo. Apologies. We might be going a little hard on Tim Carlo, so brace yourself. Here we go. How would you physically describe Tim Carlo?
Let me make sure I got a picture up of him here. Dour, insecure. Are these physical descriptions?
However you want. Take it as you want.
He is a Scottish lad, you know, a great head of hair. He got some 5 o'clock shower shadow that shows up at 3. He's probably showered as well. Yeah, we know he wears socks and in space, loves those. Just kind of an average, you know, I'd say a good look, a bloke of average build and size and seems to be good natured when he wants to be. God, I really love to not like this guy too.
Yes, I have pulled up a picture of him and I got distracted because here's the headline that this picture is from. It's from Decider. Mm. Andor's Tim is the worst boyfriend in Star Wars, but he's also hot.
And I guess there's a bit of the problem with the.
There you go. Is,
yeah.
Yeah.
Except too much when you base it on that. Yeah, no. Yeah. But, you know, he's a good looking bloke. And the performer plays him, James McArdle, good looking guy, appeared in Force Awakens. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, no, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think if I was just trying to get somebody to picture Tim Carlo in their mind, I would say, imagine a perfectly charming guy who you go out to the bar after work. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. But then really starts lecturing you about IPAs. That's his vibe to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you're right. Yeah. And the whole time, just the insecurity in his eyes.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, if somebody's asking me to describe, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, I could describe lots of things before I just started describing Alec Guinness or Ewan McGregor. If you really want to know what Tim Carlo looks like, exactly like the actor James McArdle, because there's nothing else going on.
That's it. That's the answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know him as he plays a deacon on the show Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max, okay. Which I really enjoyed. And yes, in Force Awakens, he is the pilot Nev Leck, Calvin backwards. He's, you know, Star Wars fans probably know him from his famous quote, "Copy that. Good luck, Poe."
Right. Yeah. You got two lines and two Star Wars properties as two different characters, which is weird, but also I'm a Game of Thrones fan, and man, sometimes they're like, cool, that cousin is now the king. Different characters.
Don't worry about it at all. Mm-hmm. All right, so we already dipped into this a little bit, but I want to really dive in. For you, what is the magic of Tim Carlo? What does he add to the legend of Star Wars?
I think, again, he stands out for being so normal, but the problems are just that. They're normal, so you understand them, and you see how bad they can go. He is, you know, in the first three episodes, he's a villain, and Star Wars needs those kind of villains, but he's a very realistic villain. So I'm immediately drawn to him. And look, actually, James McArdle's a great actor because I loved a lot of the scenes. I loved how he played it. I love how he played I can get you that part. Oh, we'll definitely do that as he looks over the shoulder and tries to see what's going on with Bix. It all read very well. It all read very real, which is one of the successes of Andor. And I think you need that kind of magic in Star Wars. The normal guy who makes a big mistake. That's important. And maybe if some of you get hung up on lightsabers and wizards, and maybe, you know, you just don't want to, it's too nerdy for you and you're afraid to love that part in Star Wars, you got Tim. He's normal. He might be you, and he's a villain to learn from.
Yeah, that really is it. And he is just a guy so intensely that it almost makes me laugh. In fact, It does make me laugh. Yeah. He even doubled down with his name. His magic is that he's just a guy. That is part of what is fascinating about Andor, is getting to have the time and the space to go deeper on the kind of real people of the galaxy, seeing Imperials who are aboard, who want to leave their station to just have a break from the monotony, all that kind of thing. He is just a guy. When we were growing up, some of the weirdos of the, you know, original trilogy generation that we had, you know, in action figure form, were characters like Lobot. He's not a bounty hunter covered in cool armor, not a weird alien, not a Jedi, not a scoundrel, just like a bald guy with a computer on the back of his head. Okay, cool. Lobot looks like the most thrilling creation out of a fever dream of 1,000 brilliant minds compared to Tim Carlo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Tim Carlo is like the guy who applied to be a cloud car pilot, but didn't get it. So he just wears earth tones.
What's funny is I know your relationship to the cloud car pilot figure, the one that you own, and the stories you would tell with that. Maybe you can certainly refresh folks, but it tracks for Tim.
It's actually, yeah. So the cloud car pilot had no character. So, and my brother and I were kind of coming up with stories in between Empire and Jedi of like, well, Han's frozen in carbonite. And my mother also exposed me to soap operas. So I was trying to work things out, and I worked it out by the cloud car pilot, making an amorous approach to Leia, saying, hey, would you be interested in dating me? And I knew how to act it out with Leia because I had already had this conversation as a young man. Leia said, no. No, thank you. I'll wait for Han. So it is funny that my mind goes to Cloud Car Pilot, and that's a little bit of what's going on with Tim.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we really love joking around, having fun, kind of doing a mix here on mm-hmm. Data Bank Dive, joking around, having some fun, and throwing out some real Star Wars opinions as well. And I think for my real Star Wars opinion, you really tapped into it. One of the huge powers of Star Wars to me is it's this epic, bizarre, mythic tale that has real things to tell, right? And sometimes things like Anakin Skywalker and Vader are so exciting and weird and different and fantasy that you know, not everybody really connects deeply with what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Here's Tim Carlo, who falls prey to some of the same things that cause Anakin's fall, right? And it's not as dramatic because he doesn't get scorched in lava and become a fearsome, you know, dark being in armor who can choke people with his mind. He just rats out somebody he shouldn't, right? But it's the same journey, right? He's possessive of Bix. He fears losing her to Cassian, fears they're dating again. But there's also that he's got that exchange with Cassian where it's like every time you come around, Bix gets sad, which is the starting point of like, well, that's fine. You're concerned about your partner.
Yeah.
But instead of going to your partner and really discussing it, you take this sort of possessive, controlling approach of without talking to you about it, Bix, I'm going to fix this for you. I'm going to take an action you didn't ask me to take and you wouldn't want me to take. The same way Anakin lies to himself and says, I'm going to do this to save Padme. Padme would not want him to do that. And if he had asked, she would have said, no, don't. It's a very, very different story from one of the most, you know, bizarre, thrilling, exciting central figures of Star Wars, Anakin Vader, to Tim Carlo, King of the Socks. But it is similar things. And it's just like, to me, it drives home that idea of the lessons of Star Wars. Greed, fear of loss. They aren't just for fallen Jedi turned Sith. They're for all of us.
No, I think that's a wonderful point. Absolutely part of the magic. This is one of the reasons we come back to Force Center Weekly and do all these shows and pull the stuff from the screens and apply it to our lives. Yeah, we are all not going to, if we make a couple slips, be a Sith Lord. Might solve some problems if for getting through traffic in LA if I did. But this is how it would apply. Absolutely. And I think for... for me, it's on my heart to address the men in the world who would make this kind of decision, controlling, paranoia. Maybe you convince yourself you're doing it out of love, and this is an issue in the world. And Tim represents that. So therefore, as good old Tim we're talking about, he represents some big things. And I think you're right. From Anakin to Tim, a Star Wars story.
Exactly. We are going to take a quick break, but first I just want to, you know, let Andor himself weigh in. And as we heard him say this week, Andor's take on the magic of Tim Carlo is the quote, "Your crazy boyfriend tries to get me killed and I'm the villain." One of the best lines in Andor, in my opinion. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to continue celebrating Tim Carlo.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we are back for more Data Bank Dive. We are celebrating Wild, Weird, Wondrous, and being a little hard on old Tim Carlo.
Are we being hard?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm being conflict avoidant. You should not be afraid to upset Tim Carlo. What qualities of Tim Carlo, to give him the benefit of the doubt, I like the character Bixclean, a lot of people really do, to give that whole relationship benefit of the doubt, what qualities of Tim Carlo do you think drove Bix to be in a romantic entanglement with him?
Yeah. Not knowing Bix's mind here, but only going on what I can pull from the story. We know she's had a past on again, off again, seems relationship with Cassian. I don't know the quality of any species on that planet that Bix might be interested in, Dayton, but focusing on perhaps the men around there. I don't know. Brasso seems pretty good, but maybe he's taken, right? Or maybe he's not interested. I think some of the choices have been far and few between, and someone like Tim shows up. He is a good-looking bloke. He does show up to work every day. He probably represents some sort of emotional safety. Could he go the way of boring every now and then? Yeah, but Bix seems like she's at the point in her life where a nice boring night with a good soul, a good guy, and maybe that's deep down what he is probably something she's interested in versus, God bless him, Cassian, you know, he seems to have a bit of a reputation. He seems to be at times dipping into the waters of being a ne'er-do-well. So I could see her looking around, this guy, because again, she doesn't meet him in a bar. She doesn't swipe right on some space dating device. They work together. And trust me, most of my relationships have come from work. I think most people's relationships actually come from work because you see someone differently every day versus out on the town for a dinner. Anyone can be swept off their feet in that situation. She was not swept off her feet, just slowly pulled down to the couch to enjoy Netflix and space chilling, you know?
Not swept off her feet, but invited to put her socks up on the coffee table.
Yeah, and I don't want to
watch some Hollow.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's not subtly, but I think anyone out there who maybe anyone of any age, but perhaps maybe over a certain age, maybe if you're trying to date in your 30s and 40s and beyond, you probably get what I'm saying, where you're just like, I remember my friend, Tim, he had a great second marriage, and his first one was a disaster. He was 43 when he was telling me this, which is scary because I'm now 3 years older.
Did you say your friend Tim? This is a real Tim with one M?
Yeah, my friend Tim Blaney, he did the voice of Frank the Pug in Men in Black. He's a great guy. He was telling me the secrets of his second marriage. He goes, I'll tell you why. She's great. They now have two kids. And he goes, but you know, after my 20s and the failed first marriage, I wasn't looking for a 10 out of 10. A 6 out of 10 on not looks, to be clear, but like, what they bring to the table, what they represent, what they want. I'm not looking for all of the categories to line up. I'm looking for 6 out of 10. And that's what I got. And they're still married. They're still doing great. And it's still wonderful. I think Bix was like, I'm done with all these crazy hot guys on Ferex. This Tim guy shows up to work every day and I like him.
I love that your rationale is Bix is like, I'm looking for a 6. I have had too many problems with the 10s. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a 6. And yes, not about physical appearance, but about the compatibility level, maybe the excitement level. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's what I read between the lines is, you know, Cassian does seem like he deeply needs and wants relationships. We have heard in the text, seen on the screen in recent episodes that Cassian gets around. He seems to really care about Bix, but then there's also this through line like, he's always got something going on, right? He's always owes somebody money. He's always a little late to this because this exciting thing happened, or he just dipped out of trouble for this. But if you just give him 2 days or in 10 more credits, you know, so he does seem to me like the kind of person that Cassian would be so exciting to date when you're a little bit younger. Yeah. And after enough of that, you really are just like, I want to know that my boyfriend is going to be at his apartment, with decent amount of money, not in trouble with anybody else.
Yeah,
I want him. Yeah. I want to know. I'll trade the excitement for some comfort.
Yeah,
and Tim Carlo seems solid, dependable. That little apartment's pretty clean. as things go. And then there is also, I think, this great dynamic that he's clearly super, super into her, right? He's the one pushing to be like, we're going to spend time tonight. Cassian even makes hey, if you were looking for, you know, a relationship without complexity, you know, maybe you need to be looking for another relationship. Like, I have no idea how Bix felt about it, but it seems like there's no way that she doesn't feel very wanted by Tim, right?
Yeah. 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 I think the challenge for Tim is he knows he's option B. And I don't mean that settling. He knows what he is. He can only be who he is, a solid sock guy. And that, and if you have someone, and again, she's not living this wild life on Ferex. She owns a business and she's doing all this stuff. But, you know, he could, you know, someone like Cassian comes around and she seems to get upset, but yeah, there could be a paranoia could set in of am I good enough? Am I too boring? Am I too simple? Am I option B? And that's where a lot of what you're talking about, the lessons of Anakin, some of this possession, not the ability to not let go or just be honest about the situation could start to take you over. Oh, poor Tim. We're really psychoanalyzing this guy.
Poor guy. Do you think he made some homebrews? Do you think sometimes she came over and he's like, hey, I made this. I made this in my little kit.
Tim's favorite, his catchphrase is, here, try this.
Here, try this.
No matter what it is.
You think I'm boring and safe. Try the spices in my new space beer.
My homebrew, I made this queso. You're going to love it. Here, try this. And you know what? And I bet it's a great day. I bet he's a great cook, too.
It's got some Jogan fruit in it. Come on. How do you feel that he has two very normal Earth names just spelled a little Star Wars-y?
I love it because it is silly. It is silly because you hear the name first, right? And then whether you bring up the subtitles or not, or the closed captioning, and then it's revealed, oh, it's Tim. It like, of course, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, some of the most famous Star Wars names are names you can easily find on Earth: Luke, Han, Leia, Ben. You know, so it's not totally out there, but it is so aggressively normal that it fits his character of like the stable, you know, safe guy. And it just feels like I love that that Star Wars is a galaxy that includes Savage Opress, all the way to Tim Carlo. Like, who is this monster we're hunting? Well, his name is actually just plain old Savage, but it's pronounced fancy. Down to what's your boyfriend's name? Tim.
Tim. I mean, like, I'm almost disappointed it's not Tim with a Y.
That would have been too spacey. How many Tim Carlos do you think actual normal humans named Tim Carlo watch this episode and were like, hey,
that's a great point. There's got to be some Tim Carlos out there in the world. Oh man, at least
there's a lot of Tims. There's a lot of Carlos. Yeah, so, yeah.
I bet Tim Carlo. He is a wonderful account manager somewhere in Ohio.
Managing that floor going, hey, how do you feel? This is the big one. How do you feel about seeing Tim Carlo's socks? Should they have been weirder?
No. Yes. In the sense of, I would have liked them to be a little bit more distinguishable so I could buy them on like superherostuff.com or something.
Yeah. I think for me, there's something about that it's a great moment. He's, you know, it's in the morning. He's been having a hard time sleeping. He's wrestling with all this. Mm-hmm. This is the photo of him that goes with the headline. Tim is the worst boyfriend in Star Wars, but he's also hot. He's wearing yellow pants and a green shirt. Then just these beige socks that almost look like they've been art designed by a foot fetishist, because they're like, there's little wrinkles going into the toes. You can see Tim Carlo's toes. Yes. It's so basic. The environment of Ferrix is so well communicated. I can feel like the humidity coming off those socks. I needed a weird line. I needed some design to take me away from the reality, because it's too real.
It's too real. And yeah, Ferrix being a colder location, right? And so they're talking about Marva, turn on the heat. She can't afford it. So the socks are very real. But yeah, it was. I love seeing it, because I love that we had, not just in Force Center, but the Star Wars world had an actual serious discourse over socks for a week. It was amazing.
Are they too normal? If Tim Carlo became a Sith Lord, what name do you think he would take?
Oh yeah. Oh God. I think it would be, it would be like Darth Rat, but it would be R A Y T. So he might say, and every time he introduces himself, people are like, Darth Rat. He's like, it's Rayet. And like, what does that even mean? Is it like, we got Vader, we got Sidious, those all kind of have some kind of meanings, right? No, Rayet, Darth Rayet. Oh, you mean Darth Rat? No, how dare you?
I'm no rat.
Yeah.
No rat. We're very, very similar. I was thinking he would take on the name Darth Steady. But he would tell people it's Darth Steady. Like Darth Steady, like you're just there all the time whenever anybody wants to come over.
Like that, Darth Steady.
Oh, we could talk about Tim Carlo for a long time. Clearly, we're butting up against the length that we go for these episodes, but we are going to make it personal as we always do. Ken, what if any Tim Carlo merch would you buy?
Other than socks, I absolutely would want a Tim Carlo plush. What is the most like sweet, cute, innocent piece of merch? A Funko Pop. They released a Funko Pop with a severed Ned Stark head. Like, those can get serious. That's not abnormal. So I don't want like Tim with a blaster shot or anything dark like that. But just like, it's a plush Tim, the floor manager at the Kayleen Salve Yard. And like, it's just like, give it to your 2-year old. Like, what do you do with that? So that's what
I would buy socks if they just put out, you know, clinging beige, slightly loose socks and said, these are Star Wars socks. That would get me. I would buy them for the irony. Yeah. And then I went on an actual emotional roller coaster. If they made a solid, you know, 3¾ vintage line action figure of Tim Carlo, you know, all the bends, joints bend so you can pose him in his thinking position. would I buy that action figure? And part of me is like, no, feel like he's spying on me. But then here's what turned me, Ken. I imagined the picture on the card. Mm-hmm. If it was the picture of him dropping the dime on Cassian, like literally making the call
at that phone booth,
I'd buy the action figure, because it'd be like, kids, do you want to act out the moment where Carlo brought down hell on all of Ferrix?
That would be, that'd be great, because then you'd want the package to come with that phone booth. right? Even if yep. even if it's just a 3 3/4 on card there, you know, give us the phone booth in the back with class traitor action, you could yep. say, on the front of the card. I love that.
Deluxe Tim Carlo there. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And if you were going to spell your name in a slightly Star Warsy way like Tim Carlo does, how would you do it? How would you spell Ken Nabsok?
Yeah, I think I'd want a K-Y-N, a kin thing. Yeah. Sometimes in the past I've used, like, my name backwards is Cospan. It's kind of a family. We've already always used that. It used to be my Twitter handle, if people remember, way back in the day. So I think I just do that, Ken Cospan, and flip the name back and have that Y. You got to have a Y in there sometimes.
Yeah, you really do. In fact, I'm going to change up mine. Yeah. I decided if I'm going to try to make it look Star Warsy, that I'm going to try to help people say my name.
Right, right.
So I would do J-O, then a dash, capital S-E-P-H. I go by Joseph. Sometimes people call me Joe. Most people are great about calling me Joseph. But it'd be great if it was right there in the spelling of my name of, like, look, the Seth is capitalized. It's that important to the name.
It's that key.
And then most people are great about just Scrimshaw is spelled exactly as it's, you know, would be pronounced. But growing up in the Midwest, there were so many like Schroeders and other names that had an H that teachers saw an H where there wasn't. And so I would every year at school be as Joseph Schrimshkarar here. And like I grew up thinking I had this incredibly complex name and. It's just not. So I would spell it as S-K, so people see that, R-I-M-S-H-A-A-W. Just throw in a couple extra A's.
Yeah, absolutely. Stretch that out. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And
maybe change the I to a Y, just so we can be in.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
All right. We are going to wrap up with our rating. We like to rate the wild, weird, wondrous factor. What will Tim Carlos be? Our rating is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos we've already discussed here today, Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give Tim Carlo?
I mean, I want to turn it up to 11 and just have him break the chart, but it seems like maybe it's too much there. But I'm going to say a 7. I really am.
Wow.
I am. If someone was to say, Ken, you're trying too hard, it's too high. A three is acceptable. A two is acceptable. He's absolutely one of the most normal things we've ever seen in Star Wars. But we're not only are we talking about him now, but everyone spent 3 weeks talking about him. His actions, his name, his look, his job, his socks. That stands out. He is he's a little weird in the most normal of ways. So I'm going to go 7.
You're going to go nice and high. I'm glad that you think 2 is acceptable because that's where I'm putting him.
That's totally fair. It's actually probably more correct, but
2 Lobot heads. It would be 1 because I think what's so fun about him is he's so aggressively normal. I accept your argument that he is so normal. He becomes weird and goes all the way up to 7. I think I'd have him at 1, but I'm going to bump him up to 2 because we did see a little bit of quirkiness. Here's what we saw. The implication is that Bix came over. They had a romantic entanglement at his apartment is the implication that we all picked up on. He couldn't sleep. So he didn't get up and put on a robe. He got up, put on shirts, pants, and socks. He got fully dressed to brood.
In the middle of the night. Because he didn't get ready for work.
No.
Nuts to that. No. You're right. He put that all back on.
Those are his casual, just sitting around brooding clothes that he put on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute freak that Tim Carlo is. Well, we're going to pour an IPA out for you, Tim Carlo. Thank you for the entertainment and the discussion. That is it for our episode. You can find links to all things Force Center on our Twitter at Force Center Pod. Ken, where can people find you?
Hey, you can find me at Ken Nabsok or just go to my website, kennabsok.com. End of the week, I'll be in Seattle doing comedy with Mark Ellis. Come check us out.
And for myself, you can find me Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. Links to everything else I do on my website, josephscrimshaw.com. But for now, I'm going to go put on some socks like Tim Carlo. This has been Databank Dive.
Thank you. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.